Now, when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good Saturday afternoon, all you people out there in Radio Land. We are bringing you one more Dynamite show tonight. It's going to be totally unlike any show that Blood River Radio has ever had. We are in a remote location. We are in Montgomery Bell State Park in Montgomery Bell, Tennessee. This will be our second broadcast of the day. Thank God for Sam Bushman, who is the owner of Liberty News Radio, has been gracious enough to let us come on his show this morning for 2 full hours. I mean, we flat lit it up. We flat lit it up, no doubt about it. But anyway, I'm really excited. As you know, I'm always excited, but we're here in the year of our Lord, 2019. It's Saturday, June the 29th. And I'm going to give you a quick outline of the show. Then we'll go, you know the drill, if you've been with Liberty News and you've been with Blood River Radio, we're going to have a quick prayer. Then we'll go to a super dynamite guest we have a minute. And we'll give you a quick outline of what we've already done. So people, before we go even to the outline, we're going to go to, you know the drill, we're going to go to the prayer. And Matthew, our wonderful little co-host, is getting ready to go to prayer. So if you will bow your head and get ready for the prayer.
Father, our people are suffering all over this world. God, break our hearts over this and wake us up. As we listen to guest after guest who've come many, many miles, thousands of miles, Father, what they tell us is that our people need to turn our hearts back to you and serve you. May we listen to this and help prevent further suffering and further casualties and further deaths of white citizens of this world.
Okay, people, I'm going to dispense with a normal outline. If you want to know what we did today, you will hate yourself forever if you do not go to Liberty News Radio and go to the archives. We did too much today in 2 hours. We crammed 6 hours of radio in 2 hours on Liberty News Radio with the one and only Sam Bushman. And without further ado, we're going to go to this guest who's come. He's from all the way from Croatia. His name is Nick. I can't pronounce his last name. The man has done it all. He's been in the French Foreign Legion, and he's come here to tell you a story. I'm going to shut up and let him tell you. Nick, go ahead. Give us a quick biography. Tell the people what you told me about. You know, you've been in the French Foreign Legion, the Canadian Army, et cetera. Go away. Take it away, Nick.
Well, thanks a lot, Eddie, and my greetings, sincere greetings to American patriots in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our Christian brothers are here. I had to come here. It was a moral obligation. Basically, I was in the Canadian Army for many years, 5 years, I should say. I did my stint. I was in the French Foreign Legion. I went back to Croatia when it was under attack from the former Communist Army. I served in Bosnia, I served in the Gulf, but basically I'm a general in the Croatian Army, now retired, now I'm a parliament member. And I give you my regards from nationalist parties in Europe. For example, the APF, Alliance for Peace and Freedom, which is on the same frequency as you are here. So you're not alone here in the United States. And we follow the same doctrine, truth, and identity, and we have to know who we are and what we are. So we're on the same front line, and the battle is being fought at three different levels, not only the political, but the cultural and the spiritual, metaphysical level. And I'm glad to see you had your prayer here before we started.
Thank you, sir. And people, I'd like you to know, I'm just going to tell you really bad. This man is a member of the Croatian Parliament. He's done his resume is unbelievable. I had to get that in. I wanted to make sure he was in the Croatian Parliament, the Canadian Army, the French Foreign Legion. This is the man among men, among men, among men. Now go back to Nick now.
Well, thanks a lot. I'm happy to be here between the same-minded people, American veterans. Eddie, you're a veteran. You served your country well. There are other people
Thank
here,
you.
82nd Airborne, and I'm honored to say that in Bosnia, I will repeat this again if you let me speak, is that I had volunteers from America fighting the jihadists, Sunni jihadists, in Bosnia. Some died, some were wounded. There were 400, 500 volunteers in Croatia and in Bosnia, Herzegovina. I asked one American volunteer, I said, what are you doing here? This is not your backyard. He said, I'm here to fight for the values of the West.
God bless him and God bless you, Dick.
So God bless him. I think he's passed away, but some people are here that were in Bosnia. And it was a hard fight. My brother was captured. They cut his ears off.
My God Almighty.
And he was tortured terribly. And
bless your heart.
Many of my people died who were captured by the jihadists. And God bless him.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. You know, I get this quick rabbit trail. The Antifa that have been held away from us today by the police, they would do the same thing to you and me right to the way that these stinking communists did to your brother. And I'm shutting up, going back to you.
No, true. My grandfather, he always said, for Croatia and against the communists, for Christ and against the communists. And these people are simply a bad copy.
Okay. Okay, I turned it up. Okay, go
yeah,
ahead.
How are we doing now? Can you hear me? Hello? Okay.
Go ahead.
Basically, my grandfather, he never said communism. He said Bolshevik Satanism. Mm-hmm. And these people here are basically bad copies of that Bolshevik Satanism. They have three goals. One is to destroy the family as a unit. Another, to destroy religion, basically the Christian religion. And the third is also cultural, but it's to destroy private property, and they've done this very effectively. So we're still fighting this Bolshevik Satanism, but it's now put on a new dress. They've evolved. It's Crypsis, as Kevin McDonald says. It's camouflage. They're chameleons basically, but the fight goes on. And I said it at all three levels. And what's most important for us to know is that metaphysical, that this is a spiritual battle.
Amen.
Against darkness and light, against good and evil. So we must all get engaged, or we'll go the way of the dodo.
Amen.
The flightless bird, if we're not together. But we are together, and we will fight on.
Amen. You know, as Sam Bushman, the one and only Sam Bushman, Sam Bushman said it 1,000 times, I've said it 1,000 times, we'll keep saying it until we die. We fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. And that's what we're fighting against. Let me ask you this. The leaders of this so-called
Bolshevik Revolution, yeah.
The Bolshevik Satanists.
Bolsheviks. They were Satanists because they formed. See, we have to know. I always say that the answer to everything is that it's the answer and the roots are at the source. So the source is that in the 1920s, these Bolshevik Satanists, they formed a league of militant atheists. And
Uh-oh, Nick, I hear the music coming. We've got to go to a break.
Okay.
We'll come right back. People, hang on to your seats, people. We'll come back. This is absolutely riveting radio. Hang on to your seats. Coming right back.
Attention, Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
People, I'm going to shut up. We're going to go right back to Nick because this information is just too valuable for you to miss. Go ahead, Nick. Tell the people what you told me during the break, what they did to your brother and the other people, and who did it to him.
Well, yeah, I should say the torture is one of the basic. I was a soldier most of my life. We've captured prisoners in both wars. I've never tortured people. You basically separate them, interrogate them, send them to the rear for interrogation. Actually, that's the job of the military police. But these jihadists are totally, we've seen what they've done to not just the Christians. Christian enclaves are disappearing in the Middle East. They're also disappearing in Israel. So we have total change of population, and these churches, these Christian churches, the Maronites, the Assyrian Christians, and so on, they lived there for centuries. I walked the same path where St. Paul began his mission to the west in Syria. In the middle of Damascus, I went there on a fact-finding mission with members from the Alliance for Peace and Freedom. There were Germans there, Belgians, French. We saw a monument there to 500,000 Assyrian Christians that were killed by the Turks, the Chechens, and the Kurds.
My God Almighty.
500,000. Who remembers them? We know of the Armenians. But we forget the Christian genocide in the Soviet Union against Christians. That tens of millions of Christians were killed by Bolsheviks.
That's just amazing, you know. And we have this friggin' whole hoax, you know, the patented God of the Holocaust, the God that will have no other gods before it. The Holocaust, you know, with the whole hoax, etc. But we hear that pounded to us over and over and over. And the millions of Christians, the millions of other non-Christians that were killed by the same Bushelbic Satanist people. You're right, Nick. We never hear a word about that. Go ahead. Continue on, Nick.
It's terrifying because the corrupt left-wing media press has put a filter between our brains and the real world. They don't want us to know the truth. God is the truth. Christ is the truth. But the Father, we know who is the father of lies, but we have to be very careful because we know the devil can cite Holy Scripture.
Oh, sure.
So I always say, don't question not what's being said, now who's saying it. We must know the enemy. We must know the tactics. To fight, we must know the enemy. We cannot let the enemy define us. I was terrified in Germany when I got on the airplane here to see a madman. He must be a madman, or totally delusioned. He had a large tattoo on his arm of Joseph Stalin. Generalissimus Joseph Stalin was responsible for the deaths of millions of people.
Yes, he was.
He signed death sentences for a hobby. In 1938, the Soviet secret police, we must remember that many of the Bolsheviks were secular Jews, Jewish origin.
Sure.
So this is hidden up in history. So they don't have a monopoly on suffering. So I would say that Joseph Stalin, they killed 40,000-50,000 priests. They destroyed monasteries who were the centers of culture and education. And in Russia, as in the rest of Europe, in Croatia, after the after the communist takeover, we call it the revolt of the underman. The scumbag elements took over, and the first thing they did is they destroyed 10%. They killed 10% of the population selectively. They killed intellectuals, priests, and people who saw it as a threat. And then, to fragment the population further, they threw in secret police informers. You could trust no one. This is communism. Terror of everyone against everyone else at every moment. So you had treason at such a high level where they forced wives to snitch on their husbands, children on their parents. So you had to be careful what you said. It was basically, we must understand that Christianity is a total reversal of Christian sacraments. It's a reversal. As you know, you have in a church, you have Holy Communion, you have confirmation, you have if you're dying, you have your last rites and so on. They did this, but they inverted this. It's satanic. They had their own youth leagues, for example, where they indoctrinated children to hate and snitch their parents. I'll just go back again. I say that their mission is first the destruction of the family as a unit. So that's what we have today, 20, 30 genders. This is total social anarchy. The West is committing, slowly but surely, unless we stop it, Western civilization is committing suicide. We must stop this. Canada is almost at the chopping block. Canada's head is at the chopping block. People are taking their children out of schools when they see this social anarchy. In Canada, there's an organization called Parents as First Educators. They want to educate their children at home because they see what is happening in the schools. It's total social anarchy. So we must be, the battle line today is not visible on the map. It's fought in human souls, minds. It's a battle for hearts and minds. The Russian author Dostoevsky, he said this. He said, the human heart is like an arena where God and the devil fight for supremacy. So it's for every one of us, it's an individual fight. We cannot be silent or apathetic in this fight. The new atheism is apathy. If we sit back and watch this like we watch a road race or a horse race, we will not reach our goal.
Nick, I have a question. You've watched this unfold, this communist terror. We're constantly trying to recruit people in to fight this terror here in the United States. How many, if you have, is there any way, what would you, even an estimate, how many people in Croatia and the Soviet Union, where these Bolshevik Satanists came to attack them, how many people actually stood up and fought them?
Those that did disappeared quickly. You had to have great courage because what happened was, I asked someone once. I said, "Okay, give me the name of one camp." There were 450 camps in the Soviet Gulag concentration camps, where 18 million people passed through these camps. 18 million people. I said, give me the name of one camp.
Wow, that's unbelievable. We've all heard of Treblinka and Dubinka and Auschwitz and Pauschwitz.
Kolyma, Magdan. Yeah. Nobody's heard of this.
But we've never heard of any camps. You're absolutely right. This is infuriating. You know, he who controls the news, Sam has an expression like that. He who controls the news controls history, et cetera. Who controls history controls... He who
True
controls
enough.
The media makes the rules. That's what Sam says. And that's what you know what? That is, if anything could illustrate that any clearer than what Sam said, I don't know what could. Continue on, Nick.
I agree. I think we have to realize that these cultural Marxists, have erased, they've done a collective erasure of our memory, our historical memory, and their mantra is this: forget the past, we must look forward to the future. But if we forget the past, we'll forget all of this. So I think someone years ago found in one of these camps, Colima, where thousands of people died, someone had carved into stone, he said, do not forget us, but we've forgotten them.
Yeah, we did. We so certainly have. You know, and I would like to just go back and hammer this in our audience like they need hammering. We fight not against flesh and blood. We are fighting. This man said, he didn't say communist, socialist, et cetera. He said we're fighting Bolshevik Satanist. It's run Bolshevik by the
Satanism.
Devil himself.
It's the devil himself.
That's who we're fighting, basically, Nick.
Yeah. So the battle line is spiritual. It's metaphysical. And if we never take one step back, we must define them. We must inform people. So we cannot fight the enemy if we don't know his tactics.
Nick, let me tell you one more thing before we go to our next break. Tell these people these wonderful socialist, communist, a.k.a. Bolshevik Satanist. What did they do to your brother?
Well, my mother was raped twice. She was 16 years old. We forget that the communists, the Red Army, raped over 2.5 million, not just German women. There were mass rapes. Many women committed suicide. So the German must always be the victim. But I say, no, there are other perpetrators who are not mentioned in this historical context because we have forgotten them, because they've erased our memory. So we must bring our memory back.
Nick, sadly, we have to take a break. We can bring you back for another segment. We won't bring Nick on for one segment now. He's going to have to go to another segment. We can't let him go right now. We'll be right back, people. You people need to hear this, every gory detail, because it's coming to a house near you if you don't stand up and do something about it.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
North Korea said Donald Trump's offer to meet leader Kim Jong-un at the Korean Demilitarized Zone is a very interesting suggestion, brightening prospects for a third face-to-face meeting between the two leaders. The North's first vice foreign minister, Cho Sun-hui, said that the meeting, if realized, would serve as another meaningful occasion in further deepening the personal relationship between the two leaders and advancing bilateral relations. The acting Secretary of Homeland Security said that he expects 25% fewer migrants to cross the border as a officials in Yuma unveiled the newest temporary facility meant to detain children and families. That number of illegal crossings would be too high, but a good start, according to Kevin McClellan, crediting Mexico with a concentrated effort to stop Central Americans before they even arrived to Mexico, a push prompted by the threats of tariffs from President Donald Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The city of Abilene, Texas is the first city in that state and the ninth in America to house all homeless veterans. In October, Abilene Mayor Anthony Williams launched the Mayor's Challenge to End Veterans Homelessness within 100 days. The idea was to find housing for homeless veterans, which would then help them start to turn their lives around. During the first 100 days of the challenge, the local housing and service providers redoubled their efforts to house as many veterans as possible in order to make veterans homelessness in Abilene something that doesn't exist.
list. The mayor and the network were able to house the 30 remaining homeless veterans this week. Las Vegas has approved a program for a limited time that allows parking tickets to be paid with a school supply donation. According to the news release from the city, the program will run through July 19th and will apply to people who have had parking infractions during that time frame. Those with parking tickets can pay them off, bringing in new unwrapped school supplies of equal or greater value to the fine. Only non-public safety citations are eligible. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm just an old chunk of coal. But I'm gonna be.
Folks, we're bringing right back. This is the old chunk of coal coming back. And listen, so you will think, won't think I'm retarded. We had to let Dick go because we have a very strict speaking schedule. We were at this turbine up here, this council speaking engagements. Now, Simon Roach has to go and give his speech in just very soon. So we're going to bring you Simon Roach. You all know who Simon Roach is. He's come thousands and thousands of miles from South Africa, and he's getting ready to take you to the land of South Africa where the kindly blacks are giving massages and stuff to the whites over there. Take it away, Simon. Give us a little bit of biography in case there's somebody out there that doesn't know you.
Thank you very much, Eddie. Thank you for having me. It's a privilege to be on your show. We're grateful for the opportunity to have our voices heard. As you're aware, things are difficult in South Africa at the moment, and the mainstream media is keeping stum about it. So this is a wonderful opportunity to get the message out of what's really happening in South Africa. We're going through a difficult phase at the moment. Well, we have been doing so for a long time, but in recent weeks, the intensity of the farm attacks has increased, the severity of the attacks. Multiple attacks are occurring all of the time. There are two egregious examples that I can give you recently. A farmer was taking his 15-year-old daughter to school, and when he got to the farm gate to open it, got out of his pickup truck to open it and pass through, he and his daughter were set upon, and she was raped before his eyes. Now, you can imagine that man is useless to mankind. You know, he will never be healed of witnessing his precious daughter being raped multiple times by a gang of men in front of his eyes. He was forced to watch. Another example that is quite current, of course, these evil incidents have been going back decades now, but we're talking now of events in the past couple of weeks, is of a woman who was severely raped on the farm, in the farmhouse, and the men then grabbed her daughter to rape the daughter, and the woman said, "Look, you know, I'm begging you, please leave my daughter alone. Please, please, please rape me again. Each of you can take me again." I think there were four of them. So the four had her, and she was saying, "Look, you can, but please not my daughter." I think, if I'm not mistaken, the daughter was 8 or 9 years old. So the blacks struck a deal with her, namely that they would rape her instead of the daughter, provided that the daughter watched. So in other words, we either rape your daughter, or if we rape you, the daughter at least has to watch. So this is the kind of circumstance that we're in at the moment in South Africa. Things are getting out of control. Another example that just illustrates what we're living through at present is the trucks, long-haul trucks, semi-rigs, I think you call them in the USA, are being attacked on the freeways daily. It's completely out of hand. What they typically do is wait for the truck to pass beneath a bridge, and then they'll drop a rock, a boulder, and time it just so perfectly that it strikes the front windscreen of the truck on the driver's side, debilitating the driver. Obviously, it passes straight through the windscreen. This is kind of the standard approach. And if the driver's killed, then the truck, veers off to the side and it can be plundered. And if he's not killed, he's liable to be debilitated. You know, he can't see where he's going, whatever. And he pulls over, and then they plunder the truck, often setting it alight. I have a little video on my phone now that I can forward to you, if you like, by WhatsApp,
yes.
Eddie. And you can see an example of this that happened this morning in South Africa. South Africa is 7 hours ahead of us. So it happened about 14, 16 hours ago today.
Oh, my God. I wish the people in the audience could look behind you, Simon, because Matthew, our tech guru, he is putting all kinds of photographs up here. And it's really you can't hardly look at it. And I've seen almost all you can see in my lifetime, Simon.
Yeah, this is the way it is, Eddie. It's not an exaggeration. It's not a story. It's not a pantomime. It's not. This is what we are living through. The brutality of the attacks upon white people in South Africa is beyond your imagination. It's not some kind of drama that we have to make up. These people.
I see people burning alive. I see signs held up saying honeymoon's over for white people in South Africa. I see what looks like globs of flesh that could be humans who'd burn and cut all to pieces. Mm. I'm going back to you, Simon.
Well, these are our realities, Eddie. I'll give your listeners a frame of reference. What is known as the intentional homicide rate, in other words, murder to you and me, in Europe, on average, is about 1 per 100,000 people per annum. In the USA, it's 4.88. You know, in the USA, it's supposed to be this kind of manic, gun-crazy, murderous country. Well, let me tell you that in South Africa, it is 37.
Wow.
37. You can't even compete with us. You guys are not trying hard enough. That's the problem with you Americans. You don't want to kill anybody.
That's for sure.
You're lazy. you're bone idle. We do it properly. 37 per 100,000. Now, the murder rate of white farmers is 169 per 100,000. The murder rate of white farmers is almost four times the fatality rates in Syria, Yemen, and Somalia. And this is from BBC. I mean, you know, they're liberals. This is not the crazy right-wing racist running dog South Africans making these claims. Yeah. You can go and look at this on BBC. You can go and corroborate these facts yourself. This is fact. And because it's happening to white people, it's not being discussed. If it was happening to black people, or goodness knows who all, it would be on the front pages of every newspaper every single day. There would be an endless shrieking and wailing and gnashing of teeth on CNN and the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post and the New York Times. Or what there would be an incessant outcry.
You know, Simon, once again, I'm going back to the photographs that keep, I guess, changing around. Maybe we call that Matt. Matt has this this audio video thing projecting what Simon just got through speaking about. We're seeing the before photographs of beautiful teenage girls, and then next we're seeing, like, it looks like you gutted a hog. I've seen hogs butchered. I've seen some of these photographs. You can't tell, like I said, you can't tell what they are. Simon, you mentioned a key point. You said that gun crazy America, everybody's got a gun. Mm. God forbid, you know, once they take our guns, that's probably the only thing slowing the carnage down here in America. Mm. We're seeing in South Africa. These Satanists, these Satan possessed people that have been protesting here today, they would love nothing more, Simon, than to get a hold of us to do the same thing. These white, self-hating white people over there.
Mm.
If it happens to this country, I hope that they savages get them first. Back to you, Simon.
Well, yes, of course, when I say, you know, gun crazy America, I say it tongue in cheek. But
that's how
the U.S. is painted in the mainstream media worldwide, you know, as if there's some kind of madness, some mania in the United States of America. Well, if you want to see mania, come out to South Africa. Come and have a look at the Central African Republic, Chad, the Congo. You know, you don't know anything about mania. You guys don't try hard enough. You have the odd school shooting, and you would have thought that it was the dropping of a nuclear bomb. That happens every day in South Africa. It happens here once a month, I mean, once a year, I beg your pardon. And you would have thought that the world had come to an end. I am not condoning it. I'm merely providing a sense of perspective. This thing is so out of proportion. It is a mountain made out of a molehill. Now, of course, if you're the parent who loses a child in a school shooting, it's the end of the world. We all understand that. We are all family people. This is one of the characteristics of the right wing of the world. It is the right wing of the world that is more family-oriented than any other political stripe anywhere in the world. We understand family. We understand love of our children. It is us who do not cut the fruit out of the womb. It is we who do not inject saline solutions, fundamentally acid, into the womb so that the child aborts itself. You know, you put salt into the womb, you don't abort the child. It's not as if you're cutting it out. The child aborts itself to get out of the acid.
My God,
we understand children and love for
my
children.
God Almighty. People, hey, we're going to come back, and you ain't heard nothing yet. You've got to hear every stinking gory detail because it's coming to a house near you if you do not stand up and do something about it. We'll be right back.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen, by a friend of Medjugorje. Whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, it ain't gonna happen. A book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It ain't gonna happen, by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled MEJ.com, or call Caritas in the U.S. 205-672-2000. 205-672-2000.
This song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
People, we're right back. We're not going to delay another minute. But, you know, Simon and I were talking about it between the break. You see these people in South Africa, in Croatia, in the Ukraine. It's all the same. It's all the same suspect all the time. It's the Bolshevik Satanists. We have them. We've been watching them protest all day long here where we are. Something has to be done about these people. I agree with Simon. We cannot let them stay in our population because they're just going to breed and increase more these Satanists. They have to be dealt with by the law. They have to be prosecuted everywhere they go. They have to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. They have to be put in prison for all their life. Whatever it takes, we've got to get them out of our... We cannot live with these people, this disaster, this disease, this virus in the world. And this virus we're talking about is Satan. I could not agree with Simon Moore about that. Something has to be done or we're going to die, people. That's the absolute truth. Go back to you, Simon.
Well, Eddie, you know, we in South Africa are no cleverer than you American right-wingers. We don't have any advantage over you except that we have greater experience or a more intense experience of what is happening, beginning to happen to you in the United States. So I don't want to sound sanctimonious or self-righteous when I say the following. Really, I'm only in a position to say it because we've been through more, therefore we've discovered more of what works and what doesn't work. And the reality is that, with all due respect, you know, I hesitate to say this, but let me be blunt. You're going about it all wrong. You know, what we see in the United States is that a person will believe in his culture, believe in his people, and then he'll nip down to the local liquor store that's owned by a Hindu. Now, please tell me, how on earth does that make any damn sense at all?
Absolutely. That's an excellent point, Simon.
Until you guys discover that every last cent that you spend must be spent amongst your people, you will not get stronger. It doesn't work that way. The bucket doesn't get fuller when you pop a hole in the side.
Excellent point.
You cannot bleed your culture out and then expect that somehow you're going to repair it. It doesn't make any sense at all. And one of the difficulties that we white people all over the world have, one of the great difficulties of the Caucasian races, is that our forefathers built so much that we're accustomed to having so much that we don't want to compromise. So what we say is, look, I could spend my money with my fellow white man, but I choose not to because the Vietnamese guy, the Korean guy, the Indian guy, the Bangladeshi guy, the Pakistani guy is $1 a pound cheaper.
Amen. I've harped that.
Instead of us saying, I'm going to eat 1 pound less of meat or of fish or of damn collard greens a month, whatever it may be. No, we say we want to eat the same amount of the same quality of cheese. We won't compromise. Unfortunately, we have to learn to compromise. The nature of the struggle requires compromise between ourselves. I have to say that in order for me to keep my money with Eddie being, you know, 25 cents a pound more expensive, whatever, I have to eat less or buy a smaller motor car or drive less miles or watch less pay-per-view or whatever the case may be. But one thing is for certain, that we will never strengthen ourselves by bleeding ourselves out, which is what we are doing. And you guys, God bless you, in the USA are particularly guilty of this phenomenon.
Yes.
And until you discover that kind of courageous unity, and until you discover that, I'm sorry to say it, you won't make progress. It's antithetical to progress. You can't build esprit de corps. You can't build an internal strength. You can't build unity and courage while you're bleeding it out at the same time. So I hope that kind of changes.
You know,
I love the people that I know here in the USA. You know, guys like yourself, Mr. Richard A. Hamblin, any number of people, Tom Bevington, Andrew Hughes, dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of the most compassionate people I've ever met in my life. I wish you only well. you know, this is, it has to be how it's going to happen, or it won't happen at all.
You know what? What's bugging me right now, Simon? What's bugging me right now, Simon, is that our government is perpetuating this. They're bringing in those illegals. They're giving them all kinds of stuff free. You know, these Pakistanis can come in here and they can work for minimum wage. They can undersell us because they get free housing. They get free food. They get free education. We have to pay for that. So our government.
Well, it's like the paradox of the population explosion in the world. You know, it's the governments who tell you not to breed. You know, this thing comes from authority structures, discourage you from breeding, overpopulation, all of this kind of thing. And this is happening in Christendom. It's in Christendom that people are terrified of the population explosion. It's in Western European-derived societies, okay? Then the same authorities take your tax money to fund maternity clinics in the Central African Republic.
Amen. Amen. You know, you know what? We had a fellow come on today, Simon. He was talking about watching the Democratic convention here in the United States, running for their candidates for president. There was not an American flag anywhere to be seen in there. In every stinking one of these presidential candidates, Democratic Party, the main plank in their platform is free health care for the so-called undocumented aliens. Well, we got these illegals that come in here. When they talk about undocumented, I got to make it quick. That's a United Nations globalist term. Undocumented makes that sound like, okay, if we can just give these people a number and find out, you know, how many food stamps we're giving them a month, oh, that's legit okay because the one world government can keep track of them. But no, we need to kick them hell out of this country. Simon, I tell you what, it just seems like we've gone too far to reverse it in this country. Well, we have to have in this country right here, we have to have deportation. We have to have stop the immigration, round them up and deport them, just like Eisenhower did. When Eisenhower, he was a communist, but the one thing he did, he had what they call Operation Wetback, when he rounded up the Mexicans and kicked them the hell out of this country.
Yeah, but before you can achieve that, you're going to have to find some kind of unity. At the moment, there are multiple schisms within the right wing. You know, the right wing has become such a broad church, or let's say the right in the USA is such a broad church. It includes people who are pro-abortion. It includes people who are pro-immigration. It is a self-contradictory entity.
Yes, there
is. And you cannot. A house divided against itself must fall. So I agree with what you're saying. In principle, you're 100% correct. I'm just not sure that it can be achieved until such time as you guys discover the unity that we see around us today in this hall, in this Montgomery Bell State Park. Here, people agree with one another, and they're trying to move in unison in a certain direction. And that, if it could only expand more greatly into the USA, I think it would strengthen you.
You know, Simon, I know people talk about the democratic voting process. I think what's happened in South Africa, we're seeing it happening here. You correct me if I'm wrong. We see a darkening of America, even as we speak, darkening more, not just every month, it's every day now. And so it's to the point, and I've said this, and I'm sure Sam and others will agree, so you'll agree. I think we've reached the point where we've crossed the Rubicon. There is no longer a political solution in the current political setup we have here in the United States. How does that compare to what you've seen in South Africa with the so-called democratic voting process? Did they give your Afrikaners, did they give your white people equal rights when y'all went to vote? Did these blacks take your welfare into being? Go ahead, Simon.
Well, democracy is inherently a dumb thing, because what it means is that you reduce the governance of an entire society to the lowest common denominator. It's like eating McDonald's every day of your life and hoping you'll get healthy. It just doesn't make any damn sense, Eddie. You can't have a situation where the lowest common denominator determines the highest imperatives of a society. And, of course, in South Africa, you have a phenomenon where people are less schooled, they're less capable, and so on. And so to lead them by the nose is the easiest thing in the world. You know, it is the easiest thing in the world. And of course, it will become easier in the USA, too, as you have people of less capacity playing a larger demographic role in your society.
Simon, looks like we got to go to another break. We're getting ready to mark the second hour. What time is your speech?
It's 5:15, but I'm going to have to save a little bit of my voice.
God bless you, Simon. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
People, I hope you listen to every word of this. And please, please, please know you're white. Thank you so much, Simon. The one and only Simon Roach, people.
Thank you.
The one and only Simon Roach.
God bless you.
We'll be right back, people, after this break. Okay, people, we're getting ready to go to our second hour. We'll be right back. It's so emotional, like I hardly speak. We'll be right back with you, people. See you in a few minutes.